What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gif. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I'm your host, Rachel Ballinger, and we are coming to you not live from my mom's living room. That's you.
Hello.
Hi. It's not live, but it's not edited.
It's live for us.
It is live for us. I think anything I do, well, that's weird to think about. Anything I do is live for me. It's just not for you. What is Blaze eating? Oh, is that oh no, he's just eating fuzz. Okay, that's fine. How you doing, Mom?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. It's International Coffee Day.
It is.
But if you, Mom, you and your text message, it's from Trent. You can read it. He might be stranded somewhere.
He said, okay.
Okay, great. We're not, I mean, your children, if they text you, you got to respond.
That's right.
If your parents are texting you, you can look at
you
it.
You always
you
respond.
You just need to look at it to make sure they're not dying.
Just send them a heart emoji. It'll make them melt and they'll forget what they asked you.
That is false.
She's there. She's at her phone. I'm going to ask another question.
I know. That's why. There you go. People are confused because today is International Coffee Day, but a few days ago, it was National Coffee Day. So in America, it was Coffee Day, but today, it's International Coffee Day. We need to get it together.
Well, it's not for us.
Well, there's two coffee days. It's two coffee days now.
They could combine them together.
Yeah, I mean, let's be all included, guys. All included. It is also International Raccoon Appreciation Day.
Nice.
Do you appreciate raccoons,
as
Mom?
As long as they're not eating our cat food,
and
washing their
food,
little
yeah.
hands in their water.
Blaze does not appreciate them. He gets very mad when he sees them in the backyard. We've seen one raccoon in the backyard and I think one possum. And Blaze likes neither.
Ah.
But I let them get a little head start before I release Blaze in the backyard.
I love them all in the wild.
Oh, in the wild, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we interrupted their wild.
We're in the middle of the
We're
wild.
In the wrong. When there's like roadkill, I'm like, oh, why didn't they stay away from the streets? And then I go, wait, why didn't we keep our streets away from them? So it's our fault always.
Always.
Always. It's their land. We just stole it. Very American of us. It's also Less Than Perfect Day.
Yes.
A day to accept that it's okay to not be perfect. I don't know what that's like.
This is my day. Oh, Rachel.
I'm perfect.
You are.
Speaking of perfection, let's move on to the news. Tana got a face tattoo. That's perfection. She teased it where it was going to be a in her thumbnail. She made it look like she got a star under her eye and was like, I really got a face tattoo. It's a face tattoo. And in reality, she got like the number 11 tattooed near her ear where you can't really see it unless her hair is pulled back. So she was like, I'm not
sneaky.
I'm not pranking you guys or I'm not clickbaiting, but it was kind of clickbait.
Yeah, that's kind of clickbait.
It was because she was like, I got a face tattoo. The thumbnail's her with her star under her eye. And I was like, did she really? And then she was like, no. But she didn't even address that. Like, usually when you clickbait, you got to be like, ha, I've clickbaited you.
Yeah.
You could, like, you're in on the joke. But she just was straight up like, nah. Okay, seriously, what is he eating? Is it just fuzz?
It's just fuzz.
Is he just tearing apart fuzz? He's going to have some weird-looking poops later. They're going to look like little tiny snowmen.
He spits it out.
I know he spits it out.
He spits it all out.
He's just ripping it to shreds.
All right. So, yeah, I think it was the number 11. I was watching the vlog, but, like, then I didn't. And then I just heard her talking about how she saw the number 11 everywhere for a really long time. And then I would just assume that's what the tattoo was. Or else, why was she talking about it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. It was a very long vlog. speaking of videos, though, Shane, okay, I think he's releasing the third one today, but he's released two episodes of his Jake Paul series. Jake Paul was not in them. I mean, there were clips of Jake Paul, and we found out later Jake Paul won't be in it until the last episode, which is, I think there's a 5-part series, I believe, or is it 8? But all I know is he's in the fifth one. The first one was just him being like, do I make this video? By the way, I love the series. I love Shane's stuff, but I'm breaking down what the videos are. It may sound like I'm making fun of them, but I'm not. The first one was the him be like, should I make this? I don't know. And then Jake leaving a voice message saying, make it, bro, but don't get hate. And then so he's like, oh, I'm going to make it. What do I do? And then the second episode, he had a therapy session where they went over the term sociopath. And that, and then somehow it turned into a therapy session for Shane as to why he let so many sociopaths into his life. And we discovered a fact that there's 1 in 25 people is a sociopath, which is mind-blowing, because that's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that they're bad people.
No.
Just means that they're faking emotion. Doesn't mean they don't want to have it. They just don't. They're like, oh, is this how I need to live? Okay. Doesn't mean they're bad people. So that's what, and they never, I can't figure out where it's going. It's like they're very much pushing it that maybe Jake's a sociopath or whatever. But Logan Paul, Jake Paul's brother, made a video like basically hating on Shane. It was like, Dear Shane Dawson. And he was saying, first, he got very mad because Shane made a joke where he thought they were the same people. And he was like, I've met Shane. He got like, you could tell he was really peeved that someone acted like they didn't know who he was. And so he was very, it rubbed him the wrong way. He's like, especially since he'd met him, you could tell he doesn't like when people don't know who he is or mixes him up with his brother.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could tell he was just pissed about it. And he got like mad. He said, we are two people. I've met Shane. And then started talking about all the times that he's met Shane and talked to Shane. And we're like, okay, calm down. And then he was saying that he doesn't like that sociopaths, they're making it seem like it's black or white. He says that there is a huge scale and people can have sociopathic tendencies without being a full-blown sociopath. And then he basically admitted that he has sociopathic tendencies because it gets more views. He says, yeah, sometimes I have to act like a sociopath because it gets me better numbers. And he said that when the Suicide Forest thing happened, the people close to him were calling him a sociopath, his friends, his family, mm-hmm. people in his life. And he was like, oh, well, I don't even know what this means. And then he had to look it up. And he goes, wow, I do have some of these tendencies. But he's saying he's not a sociopath. He just has some sociopathic tendencies because it's a scale. So he admitted to being a sociopath. Because for me, I must be on the side of the scale that I'm not at all. If there's a scale, because I care about human beings and animals and things in life, and I have real emotion and I care. So I can't imagine not.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I've ever met anyone that's in the middle. I've definitely met some sociopaths, like you just know. I've never met someone in the in-between scale. So, I mean, that's his take on it. I think he's trying to justify not being a sociopath. You act like you have something to say on this. Oh, he also called sociopaths a savage. He just said, well, people that are sociopaths are really just like savages. And he like kind of made it seem cool. And then he also admitted that he never really talks to his brother and they're not actually friends. So I don't know what's going on there. And I hope Shayna opens up some stuff for us.
Maybe he will.
I'm excited for the next episodes. I think it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So today he's dropping one. He probably already dropped it. I've been at the dentist and now podcasting. So I haven't seen it. But yeah, he said it's a spectrum. And I don't know. I was like, I'm not going to watch it. I don't want to watch it. I'm just going to watch Shane's stuff. And then I was like, nah, I want to watch it. And I was like, I didn't know what I expected. That was weird. But I could tell it really irked him when Shane was like, he's like, he made the joke. Clearly he knows. He said the Paul brothers multiple times. He knows there's two of them. But being Shane, he just made a little joke that he thought that they were one person because he got who's saying was who's wrong. Like they both have My mom walked away. She's still in the room, but she thought she had to answer a question. She came running up to the microphone like she had to say something.
Yeah, I'm back.
She just had to close a window because the dogs were making noise. I don't know. The whole thing was just, it was weird. The whole area is just, that just, I don't know.
I didn't see any of it yet.
I know you haven't. It's fine. It's interesting.
I'll wait till you have your final opinion.
Now, I could just give you a summary because that's basically what I summarized, just basically what happened in two 40-minute episodes.
There you go.
I mean, it's worth watch it. Shane deserves the view.
Yeah.
But that was
the
summary.
You're just the cliff notes.
Yeah, I'm the cliff notes. Come on. So relatable tweets of the week is, this is one of my tweets. I mean, I do some really relatable tweets. But Megan said, name a better feeling than waking up in the middle of the night and then thinking to yourself, please don't be 6 a.m. Then you look at your clock and realize it's 2:34 and you still have 4 hours of sleep. That is the truth every single time.
Yes.
Except, you know, I don't ever wake up at 6 a.m. I wake up at like 9. but then the least relatable tweet of the week that was, it's least relatable to me, but I feel like a lot of people do relate to it, but least relatable to me was actually a Logan Paul tweet that said, no breakfast, can't function.
Oh, I can totally function without breakfast.
I don't eat breakfast. I don't need to eat until 12. I'll wake up at 7 or 8 and be like, I'm good with coffee until, and then at 12, I'm like, I'm starving, but I can 100% function without no breakfast in me. And then I tweeted a tweet that I thought was really relatable.
You did.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Oh, yeah. I sent you the notes to this. I thought, usually I write out all the notes that we're going to talk about and I don't tell my mom and she's hearing everything for the first time. But today I sent her the notes ahead of time so she knows what I'm saying. So I tweeted, everyone's allergic to grass, right? Like that's just the thing. Because every time I lay down in grass, I get itchy. I'm not saying like your throat closes up or you get sneezy or itchy eyes. That's also an allergy to grass. But I'm talking about like you just touch it and your skin's like, nah, I don't want to mess with this.
Yeah, not your hands.
Yeah.
It's just the other parts.
Just
of
like,
your,
yeah, because I was digging a tree out of the grass and I put my knees on the grass to dig the roots. And my legs just got super freaking itchy and they had like a rash on them. And everyone I know has this. And then this tweet was just split people. It ruined friendships.
Oh my goodness.
And I think the people that saying that like, no, you're an idiot, were people that didn't understand that I'm not saying like your throat closes up or your I'm saying just your skin doesn't like it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people were like, yeah, you roll down a grassy hill, you're going to be itchy.
Yeah.
Like that's just a fact of life. So I didn't want to clarify because I didn't want to double tweet. I don't like double tweeting. But maybe this will clarify it for some people.
It's a double tweet, a tweet within a tweet. That's retweeting. No.
I didn't want to tweet twice in like an hour.
Oh, okay.
I don't like doing
there
that.
There was a time frame.
I tweet something and I let people have
let
time to see it. Yeah.
You just like, let it sit and simmer.
Just be there. It's rare that I tweet twice a day.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry. You don't ever tweet.
I don't have anything to say.
Exactly. Same. Sometimes I'm out of things to say, guys. I've been on the internet a really long time. I'm out of things to say. But Shane's making other people say things.
But like, people want to hear you. What? They think you're funny.
I don't have what I don't got. Clever. See, that's the thing, though. If I tweet something that's not funny, then I've lost it. But if I just don't tweet, then no one knows if I've lost it or not.
No.
They just think I'm not tweeting.
No, you got it.
Schrodinger's cat, man. Schrodinger's cat.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
So now that we've gone on a tangent about that, I saw a thing where Will.i.am, a singer, rapper, human, checked his phone during a performance at a sport event, which was Australian rules football. Did you know there's a sport called Australian rules football?
No.
Right? Us American needs to get on it because apparently it's awesome. When I was in Australia, my friend Tini, who lived in Melbourne for a year and all of her family's from Australia, so she knows a lot about Australia, was explaining it to me and it seems awesome. And she's like, it's one of those things where you watch it once and you get hooked. And I was like, how have I never learned about this? Like, we kind of know about rugby, but we don't really.
No, we don't.
And we're not into rugby, which is insane because we love football. Because we love tackling and aggression and stuff. And rugby is just an intense version of that. So how are we not watching rugby? I don't get it.
I don't know.
And then apparently Australian rules football is even more intense and we're just not even watching that either. What is wrong with us? It's because we didn't make it because another country made it? I'm mad.
No.
I love sports and I want to watch sports.
So watch it.
Where?
I don't know. Hey, it's on the computer.
She got so frustrated with me. But it's also another thing about sports is the camaraderie and like people doing it with you.
Right.
So if you don't have anyone to watch it with, it's not that much fun. You want someone else to yell with.
That's true.
But anyway, Will.i.am was performing at one of these games and he apparently checked his phone during it. And everyone was like, what in the world? Is this that boring to you? And then he posted, I was sharing the event with social media. Like, he was videotaping and like, which is totally something I understand. Mm-hmm. I would do that too. And I think most people just film and then put their phone away. But he sat there and then published it to social media, which takes an extra few seconds. Right. So everyone else was like, what are you doing,
bro?
I understand it. I mean, we're in that day and age where your phone is just always out. So I don't think it's as disrespectful as it used to be.
Right.
So that's all. I just feel like I'm more mad about the Australian rules football not being a thing here in America.
Sorry, Rachel.
I feel like if America tried to do it, they would call it American rules football.
Probably.
Why is football called? Okay. Soccer,
you're asking the wrong person.
Listen, in American football, it's a team of like 52, something around that number. 50 or 52. One of those two. Only two people on the entire team kick the ball. Why is it called football in America? Why?
I don't know.
It's tackling, passing.
Makes you call it tackle ball.
Yeah, tackle ball. That's great.
Yeah.
Because I was like, we'll call it pass ball, but only the quarterback passes it, and only the wide receivers catch it, but everyone tackles.
Right.
It should be called tackle ball.
It should be called tackle ball.
And then it doesn't make any sense why the entire world calls soccer football. And we call it soccer. Call it foot. It makes sense.
It does.
Everyone's using their feet.
Yep.
Even the goalie uses his feet.
Yep.
I'm very mad about it. I almost tweeted about it the other day, but it was just like too long of a tweet.
Well, why didn't they call soccer football? Because
that's what I'm saying.
That's
what I'm saying. Get rid of soccer. Not the game, but the name.
Yeah.
Call it football and then call American football tackle ball.
Exactly.
And then we have rugby and Australian rules football. I don't know if it's what they play with there. With their feet or their hands.
I don't know.
Are you okay, Mom? You're giddy. You're jittery.
I have to go tingle.
Oh my God, go tingle, Mom. She was acting like a 5-year-old trying to sit still on the magic carpet. Do you know in kindergarten, Colleen once peed on the magic carpet in her kindergarten class? That's a thing, because she was scared of the bathroom. I'm sure she's told the story on the internet, and I don't know if I'm remembering it all correctly. I wasn't there. I don't even know my mom's not here for me to ask how old you are when you go into kindergarten. She might have been in how old are you when you go into kindergarten? I think you're like 4 or 5. I might not have been born yet. I don't know. So I'm going to go on to the next thing with my mom not in the room. Oh, this is weird. I almost did a podcast by myself without like a co-host. That would have been terrible because I hate this. I hate not having someone to bounce things off of because then it's just a lot of dead air. So I'm really glad I did this podcast with my mom. She is peeing for a very long time. She is a grown woman. She should have gone to the bathroom before this started. She's fired. All right. I'm going to move on to the next thing. Oh, here she is. She's back. She's wiping her body down with a wet rag.
I had on long, long pants.
I have on jeans.
Okay, but I can't do that. And it's 84 degrees in here, and I'm like, not doing too good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Good.
I thought, okay, this segues into this perfectly. It's October 1st.
It is.
It's no longer summer, people. It is fall, autumn. And it's the heat of the summer right now, and I don't understand.
I don't either.
But I feel like fall, autumn. I say fall, autumn, because in America we say fall, and everyone else says, I feel like you're going to pass out, Mom. Are you going to pass out?
I'm good.
No, you're not. She's laid down, Mom.
I'm good.
What? Can I film you? I don't even know where my phone is. Not. I'm not allowed to film her. I was saying, fall, autumn needs to be more appreciated because that's when all the best TV shows come back on. Like, summer sucks. There's no good TV shows. There's like two. There's Jersey Shore and Bachelor in Paradise. But then in the fall, autumn, all the good ones come back. Like, The Good Place came back.
This Is Us.
Oh, I don't watch that show. But I know a lot of people love it.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Yeah.
You're looking a little better, Mom. You better now? She's so mad at me. She's so mad at me. She's lying.
I'm
getting that face that I need to shut up and move on to the next thing. Next thing. 17 people were charged in an Apple theft ring where they stole over $1 million in merchandise. Apparently, they just put on hoodies, run into an Apple store, grab as much stuff as possible, then run out. And every time they did it, they grabbed a couple $100,000 worth of stuff. So after a few attempts at this, they got over $1 million worth of merchandise, and then one of them got caught. But that was the whole thing. That was their big scheme. They just put on hoodies, ran into a store, and stole a bunch of stuff.
Wow.
And that was it. That's it. And I'm like, that does make sense, because like a lot of stuff, like while the laptops and phones are in the back, there's a lot of stuff on the shelves.
Yeah, but isn't it chained to them?
Oh, no, on the shelves. There's a lot of stuff on the shelves. I mean, I guess you could.
That's true.
If you had like wires, you could cut the chains off real quick.
Yeah.
Like,
well, let's not give anyone ideas.
Don't do it. They charged and they're in prison now. Amazon. We haven't talked about Amazon yet.
Okay.
They're opening a store that only sells products with a 4-star and above rating.
Ooh, fancy.
In the New York Soho area. Okay. I thought Amazon was just internet. I thought they were like destroying stores. Why are they making a store?
Right? They're making a brick and mortar. They have one now. That's strange.
That's weird. And I thank you for making it only 4-star and above. Because whenever I'm in a store, I'm always, Matt and I constantly go, well, what's it rated on Amazon?
Yeah.
And then we go on Amazon and then we're like, oh, it's $5 cheaper on Amazon. Oh, okay, we'll just order it on Amazon. Unless we need it right then.
Yeah.
So for them to be like, don't worry, it's all good ratings here. But then sometimes I want to see like, what are the comments though? What was the bad thing about it? Because it's a 4-star. I'm like, okay, why isn't it 5-star? And then sometimes people are like, they didn't like the color or something. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that doesn't apply to me. I don't care about that. So
yeah.
I do like looking at the ratings, but I just don't understand why they're opening a store. Matt was like, it's because they're trying to put like Target out of business and like Walgreens and places like that, that like, oh, I could just run down the street and get it. I need it now.
Yeah.
And then there's Walmart who's trying to be like, oh, we'll deliver it in 3 hours. So everyone's just trying to get things to people quicker, I guess.
Yep.
But I would love to check it out just because I love Amazon stuff. I want to know what kind of stuff they're selling, though.
You should go.
You want me to fly all the way to Soho, New York?
Yeah.
Just to see the Amazon?
Just to see the 4 and above.
Let's do it. Let's do it, Mom. Google Maps, which I think is way better than Apple Maps, by the way. I hate Apple Maps with a burning passion. I think you use Apple. It's the one with Siri's the voice.
Yes, I have it on the British man.
I love Google Maps. I think it's way better. I feel like the Apple Maps, you get lost more, and they don't give you much heads up of what's going to happen. But anyway. Well,
Google Maps, it turns funny. It doesn't let you turn the way you're turning. You're turning.
Yes, it does.
The car's going a different direction.
I think that your phone's broken.
No, it isn't.
Because Matt has a 6S, and his always thinks he's on the wrong street. I'm like, how do you always get lost? And then I used his GPS one day, and I was like, oh, this is how you need a better phone. He's like, it's fine.
It's fine.
Anyway, but Google Maps is going to let you poll your friends on where you should eat. I think this could be done in a group text.
Definitely.
But they're just, this is this new way where you just send like 3 locations to your group of friends, and then they vote on which one they want, and then that one wins. The winner wins. This seems very, you didn't need it.
No, I don't think so.
Like, cool, maybe? I guess I don't go out to dinner with people.
And do you ask people's opinion on where you should have dinner?
No, I don't. I mean, me and Matt fight. I mean, this is every couple's fight every single day is what are we going to eat for dinner?
Right.
I feel like that's everybody's fight. But I don't think a poll on Google Maps is going to help anything.
No.
I just feel like, I don't know. And also, I don't like big groups going out to dinner. Six or less. I think a group over 6 people out to dinner is a nightmare because you can't hear.
I can't hear anything.
You can't hear anything. Also, you're only talking to the 4 people around you. Or and if the table's like really big, you can't even talk to people across to you.
Right,
so you have the person to your right and the person to your left, and that's it. Then you're like, oh, those people are laughing. They're my friends. I want to know what they're talking about. But you can't hear them because they're all the way on the other side.
Yeah.
And somehow I always get stuck to the person I'm not too crazy about. And I'm
everyone
like,
in your life is now thinking back.
Yeah, it's you. Every single person, it's you. I don't like going out to dinner with a lot of people. I'd rather do a party at someone's house, which is what our family does.
Yeah, that's what we do.
We're just like, okay.
You can go from room to room and talk to different people.
Yeah, and you can turn off the music and just have one big conversation in a circle. Yeah. I like that. That's my favorite. Okay, did you see, you had to have seen, the gender reveal party that resulted in a massive fire and an $8 million in damage? No buildings or people were hurt. That's great, though.
Yeah, that's good.
It was in Arizona. And then off-duty parole agent pleaded guilty to it, and he had to pay a $220,000 fine. But my biggest thing with this whole thing is, so what happened was he set up a target that had the color in it, blue or pink, the stereotypical colors, and he shot the target. And it's supposed to just explode the coloring, whatever it was. But instead it just went up in flames and became an explosive, and then everything around it caught fire. And so,
and it got out.
And he immediately called the fire department. Like, he wasn't like, oh crap, I gotta run. He immediately called it. He pled guilty. It was on the 911. He was like, I started this. Get everyone here now. It took them a week to put it out.
Yikes.
Thankfully, no buildings burned down and no people were hurt. But that's still like so much land that got destroyed. Yep. But my thing that I'm the most angry about, I read 5 articles on this. None of them told us the gender of the baby. I don't know why I care, but I was just like, because it doesn't matter if it has a penis or a vagina.
No.
But I was like, I sat here and read all about this gender reveal party that went badly, and you're not even going to tell me the gender of the baby?
Rachel. Well, orange for the fire and the flame.
Yeah, red, orange.
Gender neutral.
Gender neutral. I was like, yeah, I don't know what orange red is. So, yeah. Okay, Mom, this one you have to talk to us about because I wrote it down and then never researched it, but you researched it because you were interested.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about this coffee made of monkey's poo.
It's, yeah. When you said that, I'm like, that cannot be real. That can't be true. And it is.
What is it? I don't understand.
It's, I wrote it down.
Did the monkeys eat the coffee beans?
No, it's not coffee beans. The word isn't, it's a cherry. It's a type of cherry that they eat, and it's something in their digestive process breaks down something in the cherry pit.
Okay.
Cherry part. And then he poops it out. And then they gather it up and do what they do to make the coffee. They used to do it with a certain kind of cat or something.
Who?
And now.
On Earth was let me dig through this monkey poo.
Yes.
Oh, found a cherry pit. You know what we should do?
No. That it looks like, you know, how like cat poo, the shape of cat poo. It's like that, but with little pits in it. So you see them. You can look it up and see them.
Yeah. Who was like, here's some monkey poo. Look at these cherry pits in this monkey poo. Let's make a drink out of it.
Right?
Because
it's super expensive. It's ridiculously expensive.
Why would you want to drink it? Does it taste good?
I don't know.
How? Why? I want to know why.
Are you going to try it?
No. I'm not going to try it at all. I do know that one of my ex-boyfriends tried it. He posted about it on Facebook. And that was the most exciting thing he's ever done in his life.
But the sad part is that now people are caging the animals.
No.
And collecting the poo. So
we don't need that, man.
You know, if you get it, get the wild kind.
Yeah. It's not, guys, it's not cool. It's not authentic unless you get the wild one.
Right.
If you find out it's caged, be like,
no,
I don't want none of that fake crap.
Exactly.
I want the real authentic poo.
You walked through the forest to find these cherry pits.
That's what you want. Go organic. All organic.
There you go.
To stop caging animals, guys. Jeez.
Yep.
We don't even have a crate for our dog. He just runs around and does what he wants. So Kanye West wants to get rid of the 13th Amendment. You know, the one that abolished slavery?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I researched it because I was like, there is no way this man wants to, but he did say slavery was a mindset.
Yeah.
And that the people could have been free if they wanted to be, you know, with their lack of guns and malnutritionness and all that stuff and their chains wrapped around their legs. That's great. But what I got from all of this is that the 13th Amendment says slavery is illegal unless you're unless you have done a crime and then you have to work. So mm-hmm. what's happening is slavery, as we know it, doesn't exist anymore here in America that we're aware of. But prisoners are now being forced to work for like pennies. And that is a form of slavery. So he's saying, because in that amendment, it's saying, you know, you can't be a slave unless you're in prison. Then you can be a slave.
Right.
So what he's saying is he wanted to bring all the jobs back to America. He said that while wearing a Make America Great a hat. I can't even say the sentence. It makes me vomit. Make America Great Again hat that is made in China while wearing all of his Yeezy clothing, which is all made in China, while on a private jet. He's saying, we want to bring all the jobs back to America because it's stupid that to make things anywhere else. Does he even know where his clothes are made? Does he know where the hat? It literally, in the label of the hat, it says made in China. Anyway. He's saying all this from his jet, saying, like, let's get rid of slavery. No, let's get rid of the 13th Amendment. But what he meant to... God, his brain is confusing. what people are trying to be like, maybe he meant let's get rid of prison slavery. Let's keep no slavery and get rid of the prison slavery. So that's, I think that is something we should take a look at. Mm-hmm. I think that the way the prisons are handled are terrible because they're private prisons and then they make the prisoners work and make their stuff for super, super cheap. So that is an issue, and we do need to look at that. But I think we also need to be very careful as to not get rid of the 13th Amendment that says slavery is illegal. that whole thing is very...
Yeah.
He needs... Let's... Come on. Let's... I just... But yeah, I think our prison system does need to be looked at, because from what I've gathered from watching documentaries and reading up on it a little bit, we're keeping people in prison because they make money from it. Like private prisons, they make money if there's prisoners in there, because the government, like, they make money. And so they're not, prison's not rehabilitating people and teaching them that what they did was bad and then how to be a good person and skills and stuff to go out into the real world afterwards. They're just making them feel like crap and then sending them back into the world where they're gonna, they weren't taught anything. So they're going to end up back in prison because they want them to stay in prison. They want the money from it. That's all.
I don't know how the prison system works.
It's messed up.
I just don't
and
know.
And I think that we all just need to be better people.
Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, that's a little and different.
And Law and Order.
Yeah, that's a little different. I think that we just all need to be better people and stop being so money hungry. Just be better. Don't. My mom's looking. You can let him in if you want. My dog's pawing at the door to come in. You can make the noise. It's okay. Oh, he can paw. It's fine. You can open it. You can open. Let him in. Oh, she doesn't know what to do. I've confused her so much. I'm just saying, let him in. There you go. And now he's in, and he has the biggest drool coming down from his mouth. He's fine.
Oh God, it's gonna go on me.
It is gonna go on you. She's running around like a crazy person. Here, come here. Wipe his mouth. So anyway, he tried to correct himself. But it was just a horrible, like, it just, you really need to be careful what you say, because he basically said he wanted to get rid of slavery, but he didn't specify. He meant, like, prison slavery. I don't know. Another sad piece of news is Microsoft is getting rid of Paint. I don't even think you guys know what that is. Paint was, like, the only thing that was on computers. It was, like, was Solitaire even on them then? Solitaire and Paint. And Paint, we just... Just a place where you just drew stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm mad about it, but I also haven't used the software in like 15 years, so I can't be that mad about it.
Well, they'll probably, Dad said they'll probably start charging for it.
So. Oh, yeah. That's funny. another thing that's going around right now is a moth.
What?
A moth. M-O-T-H. I added this after I sent you the notes.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, this is new. What? Okay. Moth? I didn't read that.
I wasn't going to talk about it because I think it's so stupid, but I'm going to talk about it because it's what's going on the internet this week. What's he doing?
Leave it.
Blaze, come here.
Taking things out of your backpack.
Don't take things out of my backpack, bro. That's my backpack. That's not your backpack. Come on, man. So anyway, it's people, this joke's going around that moths only want one thing, and that's a lamp.
Mm-hmm.
That's the joke. So...
What?
That, yes, exactly. So everything I see with the moth involved, the punchline is, it wants a lamp. I don't get it. I don't know where it came from. I'll show you some memes of it later. But if you're listening and you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. Stop letting it go around the internet. It's the stupidest thing in the entire world. It's so stupid. And that's it. That's all the news I have. Do you have any news, Mom?
I have no news.
That's all right. Do you want to play the humming game with me?
Oh, goodness.
I only came up with two songs. I told you to come up with three, but I only came up with two. So we played this before. One of us hums the song. The other one tries to guess what it is. Very normal game in life. You want to go first? In the window. Roof, roof, roof. Got it.
How much is that doggy in the window?
Yeah. All right. I forgot mine. Oh, I got it.
M-I-C-K-E-Y.
No!
Oh.
I didn't recognize the first part, but the last part sounded
okay. I'm going to start again because the first part is the most recognizable.
Okay. The Fifth of Bel-Air.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh my gosh. I was going to do that one this week.
Really?
And I went, I can't do that. She'll know what I'm doing.
Oh, well, yeah. I figured you don't know many songs, so I had to do that one. Okay, your turn. Okay. We're good at this today.
Okay, we are. But my humming may not be the best for this next one.
Okay.
I have to get it in my head. So.
What? Don't say the words.
No. I'm not going to say the words. Okay. Whoops.
Oh, wait. Oh, I don't know the words at all.
Yeah, you will. You'll get it.
Sing it again.
Oh, God. I'm so off key.
No, it doesn't matter. You're humming. The highest heights. No.
Oh, I forgot the rest. Da-da-da-da-da.
I know it, but I don't know the words or the name.
I'm not sure you get that one.
What is it?
Let's go fly a kite. Mary Poppins.
I said kite, and you told me no. I said, fly a kite, and you went no.
Oh, no. That was just nodding my head, girl.
Let's go fly a kite off to the highest height. I said those words, and you told me no, and you kept humming.
Because I was humming. How am I supposed to hear you?
I'm giving myself half a point for that.
You can have a whole point. A whole point.
I get a whole point. Okay. Ready?
Oh, yes. I'm listening. Rudolph the Red Nose Reindeer.
There you go. I came up with pretty memorable, recognizable songs.
Ready?
Go.
Wait. Start over.
Erase.
I'm going to get giggly laughing.
Okay. Oh, man, I wasn't even paying attention. Zoned out. The fact that I was like, you know, when she needed to go pee, I could have just stopped recording and we could have edited it out. And then I was like, no, because we told them earlier that we don't edit. So that's where my brain went. Would you like to start again?
I do.
Here go.
I'm just going to start in the middle, then it goes to the other part, because then you'll get it better.
Okay.
It's too high.
Oh, my God. I have no idea what this is.
Yes, you do.
No.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the most wonderful time of the year.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
One. Oh, I understand why it's so hard to do because like it's the voice that's all.
Yeah.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Oh my goodness!
Hold on, let me see if I can think of one more song to do. Oh golly gee, because you're so bad at knowing songs. Take me out.
You got it.
We have yet to do, like, a normal song that, like, is on the radio, not at Christmas time.
All right, that's what we'll do next week.
You need to memorize songs. You need to listen to music that's not James Taylor, Amy Grant, or Christmas. That's what you need to do.
Bruno Mars. I don't hear the words, though. I just like the
beat. Okay. I guess it's not your time in life. That's fine. All right, let's answer some questions. Tilly C., which, by the way, gave a lot of really good questions. Asked a lot of really good questions this week.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of questions here. I don't know if we're going to get through them all.
Okay.
We'll just try. Feelings on this statement. When cornflakes first came out, the box was more nutritious than the cornflakes. I feel my feelings on that are, that's America. Cereal's not good for you or nutritious.
No.
They just faked you out and acting like you should... They're like, cereal's breakfast. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And then you're like, gotta have my cereal. Milk.
I don't like cereal for breakfast.
I don't like anything
for
breakfast. Matt and I got in a fight yesterday. Not a real fight. It was a couple's fight, like a tiff. And we were sitting down in this place. It was 1:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
The place sold breakfast until 3. Mm-hmm. Matt was getting a burger and I was going to get some pancakes.
Yum.
And he's like, but it's not breakfast time. And I said, who cares? He said, you can't eat pancakes unless it's breakfast time. And I was like, where in the rules does it say I can't eat pancakes during breakfast time? Who made these stupid rules? Oh my God, I need to make a pissed off video about this.
You do. And you grew up eating pancakes at dinner.
Yeah. Why can't
you have
I
breakfast
eat
at dinner?
I don't know if I want to go on a full tangent right now because I could do a what pisses me off video about this.
But would you want spaghetti for breakfast?
Why can't I?
I
the
would.
Only reason I wouldn't
spaghetti.
Want it is because society told me I shouldn't have it.
No, not with food.
Oh, I got a fart.
No, Rachel.
I farted. You didn't pay. It wouldn't pay. Oh.
That made all the pigeons fly.
Oh, there was a bunch. You guys didn't hear, but there's a bunch of birds outside. My mom feeds like every bird in the neighborhood and they all just took off flying after I farted. You know what? I'm going to go on a whole tangent about breakfast not being.
No, food is, you can do it.
Food is food.
Food is food.
If it's nutritious, eat it anytime.
Yeah.
If it's not nutritious, probably shouldn't eat it, but we're going to anyway. Or we're just going to trick you into thinking it's nutrition and having it for breakfast instead. Sorry, I'm very angry about this. Remind me to make a video about this later. Olivia says, what are some things y'all are looking forward to next year?
A baby.
Yeah, I was going to say the Stockland baby.
Stockland baby. Is that its name? I feel like they're never going to name it.
Oh, they will.
And
maybe they want to look at him first and go, is
maybe.
He a this or is he a that?
I think they've already landed on a name. They just don't want to say they've landed on a name because
well,
they don't want it to be final.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just looking forward to that kid, though.
Can't wait to hold him.
I know. Someone asked him. Who asked us? I have to sneeze, but it's not going to come out.
You've just got all the airs today, girl.
It's come out all
you have
the ends.
Burped, sneezed, and tooted all in the same podcast.
I burped?
Yes.
When did I burp?
A little earlier, and I was going to say that was Rachel, not me, but I didn't say anything.
I didn't not know that I burped. That is just something that happens, and I don't even realize it. My dog is just down on the floor. I really wanted to video record some of this podcast.
Next time,
because I'm vlogging. Is that so? Oh, someone asked it. You know what? I'm going to go in order. I keep getting thrown off track. I'm very ADD today.
You are.
Remember when the school told you to put me on Ritalin and you said no?
Oh, no way.
Uh-uh. Maybe should have.
No.
That's a true thing.
That's a true thing.
I got kicked out of school because my mom wouldn't put me on Ritalin. Hey, yo. Elaine says, Halloween horror nights, yes or no? No.
No. Always a no.
No. Never. I hate them. I have been asked to go by... Colleen said, the Grandes are taking me to horror nights. Do you want to go? I said, no, to the Grandes. And then JoJo asked me to go, begged me to go. I said, no, to her. I've had just other friends. No, I don't care who's asking. The Rock. If Barack Obama asked me, I'd go. If Barack Obama was like, I need you to go to horror nights for this country, I'd be like, whatever you need for this country. I don't like it. I just don't want to. I don't like that kind of scaredness.
I don't like the boo. Those kind of scary.
I love adrenaline rushes, like roller coasters and things like that.
Yeah.
But I don't like being scared.
Me either.
And I don't get why people do. Like, I don't like horror movies. I don't like anything like that. But if you like it, good. I'm glad. This is your time to shine, man. You go. You go to those horror nights, those haunted things.
Yeah, it won't be as crowded because...
One less person.
That's right.
There you go.
Well, two. I don't
go
either.
Less people. Yeah. Emily asked, what's your favorite Rite Aid ice cream flavor?
Rocky Road.
Oh, really? Mine's either mint and chip or chocolate malted crunch.
Yeah.
Now, mint and chip has ruined me because I think all mint and chocolate chip ice cream is called mint and chip.
Oh, okay.
It's not. At Rite Aid, it's called mint and chip. And we only ate Rite Aid because it was the cheapest ice cream.
Yep.
So whenever people are like, what do you want? I say mint and chip. And they're like, that's not a flavor. Do you mean mint chocolate chip? I'm like, no, I mean mint and chip. And it took me till college to realize.
Well, it took me till right now. What?
And I realize I've ruined. Okay, I got in a fight with JoJo on our way home from Disneyland. We drove through like Carl's Jr. or Jack in the Box or one of those places. And they said, what do you want? And I said, I want some crisscross fries.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, what are crisscross fries?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, the crisscross. Crisscross fries. They're like curly fries, but crisscross.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, that's not a thing.
Like the pound sign.
Yeah. And I was like, it is a thing. And then JoJo and I got in a huge fight about it. It's criss cut. But for some reason, Carl's Jr., they call it criss cut. But growing up, you said Chris Cross.
I knew she was going to come around and blame
me. It is you. It's all you. And so I've gone until 2 weeks ago thinking the world called it Chris Cross fries.
Well, your world did call it the Chris Cross fries for a few years.
You think you're my world, Mom?
When you're a little
girl.
The
whole family does, though. And Carl's Jr. calls it Chris Cut. So that's the closest thing I can think of.
I've never heard Chris Cut. I'd be like, what is that?
Yeah, it's Chris Cut or Curly or Waffle. It's the waffle fries.
People call it waffle
fries. So JoJo's like, you mean waffle fries? I was like, no, Chris Cut. Chris Cross. And like, she even put a poll on Twitter and I lost terribly on this poll. But I thought it was Chris Cross my whole life.
Now watch. Everyone's going to start calling it Chris Cross fries, please.
And like Chris Cross applesauce. Like, it just makes sense. Yeah,
no,
call it what
I'm
I call it.
I'm the boss, applesauce.
Okay. Leah says, any advice on maintaining a good relationship with your parents, especially through the teenage years? I don't think you can during the teenage years.
We're not as evil as you think we are.
And we're more trustworthy than you think we are. Thank you very much.
Amen. Some.
Yes. Some kids are terrible. I was perfect. But I think it's just that moment in life when your parents still see you as a kid and you start to see yourself as an adult and you're just that Britney Spears song, I'm not a girl, but yet a woman. And it's just, you're going to clash heads. And I think there just needs to be respect on both sides.
Right.
You as a teenager need to realize you're still living under your parents' rules. They have your best interest at heart. They may be the most evil people on the planet.
No, we're not.
But they're just trying to protect you as long as they can and as long as they're able to. And parents need to give their kids a little bit more space to grow and figure out who they are.
Some parents.
So that when they go to college, they don't go crazy.
Right.
There is a balance that needs to happen. And both sides don't realize that. Both sides just go, you're being a brat. You're trying to ruin my life. And that's the end of it. That's all.
Did you go crazy in college?
No.
I didn't think so.
Because I feel like
I gave you some freedoms.
You gave me, yeah, I had more freedom than the rest of the kids did.
Yeah, you did.
I still was annoyed because I felt I was being punished for their mistakes. So,
well, maybe we learned.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is, I didn't drink. I didn't do drugs. I wasn't having sex. I was always home by curfew. I was a good, I got great grades. I was in a good after school theater program thing. Like, I was a good kid. And it made me mad that I wasn't given more leeway in life.
Probably wasn't I didn't trust you. It was I didn't trust the people you were going with.
I know, and you shouldn't have. They were all druggies.
You're welcome.
All of my friends were huge druggies. And I was just the only, I was always the DD. That was the thing, though, I was always the DD, and they loved me for it. So, and I got paid a lot of gas money when you guys paid for my gas. I was an entrepreneur.
Oh, Rachel.
But you guys did give me leeway, which I think is why. And because I had a good head on my shoulders, I didn't want to drink or smoke or do anything else. So when I got to college, I still had that mindset of, I don't want to do any of this. So I was, I didn't need to, but I still had more freedom if I needed, wanted to.
To make your own mistakes.
To make my own mistakes. But I was like, I didn't make any because I was like, nah, I did good in high school. I'll continue.
Yeah.
That's all. So I think just advice. Oh, when you're older, a little separation. It's always good.
But no more than an hour and a half.
Yeah, we keep it close.
Keep it under 2 hours.
In arm's length, man. In arm's length. Yeah. But just respect on both sides needs to happen, I think. Mm-hmm. It's hard being a girl, but not being a girl, but not yet a woman. Tilly also asks, when was the last time you got to tell someone I told you so? Every day.
Daily.
Every day. Honey, when you're as smart as us.
Good grief.
I think I say it to Matt. But I always say, listen.
or I'm not going to say that thing.
I'm not going to say I told you so, but like, I told you this.
No, you just go, I'm not going to say I told you so, but, and then just walk away.
Yeah. Oh, the amount of time. Every day I get to say it. And it's, I wish I didn't have to say it.
Yep.
But it's hard just being really smart.
It's
really, really smart.
We know what our brains are thinking.
Yeah, I know what's right.
Hi.
Tilly also asked, she asked a lot of really good questions. Thank you, Tilly. She said, explain why everyone has this huge thing about Mondays. I personally love Mondays. I get it. It's when you have to start school or work again.
Right.
And people want to just enjoy the weekend and not have to ever do responsibilities again. I love Mondays. One, our podcast, new episode every Monday.
Yes.
But also, I don't have a normal schedule.
Right.
So I don't have to go into the office on Monday or go into school. I can do all my work whenever I want. So I understand everyone's Monday.
Yeah.
But I don't care.
Yeah.
But I respect all your guys' hatred for it.
When I was working full time, Mondays were like dreaded.
It's when you have to wake up again and you have to, like, you just had 2 days of fun.
Well, not always fun, but other responsibilities.
Yeah. Miranda Trash says, do you think blind people can see in their dreams?
100%.
Well, in high school, my best friend Kelly Six asked me this because she's always thinking outside the box.
Uh-huh.
She asked me this. So we Googled it. If you saw beforehand or like slowly went blind, you still see in your dreams. But if you've never seen before, you don't. And you just hear in your dreams.
Interesting.
That's what we read. And it's the same with deaf people, like the opposite. It's the opposite with deaf people. So like if you heard, like Trent, my brother, was slowly got hard of hearing, the deaf, and now has a cochlear. So when he takes off his cochlear, he can't hear anything.
Nothing.
But when he puts it on, he hears.
Right.
So he hears in his dreams and he sees. But it's because he has that ability, even though he is technically deaf. He has the ability.
Yeah, he is deaf.
He is deaf. Yeah, he don't think he likes when we say he's deaf.
No, he'll say it.
Oh, okay.
He'll say it.
When he was, before he's got his cochlear, he always said he was hard of hearing.
Yes.
So I don't want to be, but you are what you are.
But he knew the difference of being hard of hearing and being completely deaf.
Now, if someone was completely deaf, born deaf, has never heard a thing in their life, they're only going to dream in visions. They're only going to see things in the dream. They're not going to hear anything. So it's the same opposite with blind people. Yeah, it's cool. I mean, your brain only knows what it knows.
True.
That's why we can't dream about death, because we don't know what death is. Like, you can, in your dreams, you'll never actually die and experience death because you don't know what it feels like.
Right.
And your brain can't comprehend it.
Huh.
Interesting, isn't it? Anna asks, have you ever had a job besides YouTube? Yes, I've had lots of jobs. So has my mom, and she doesn't work for YouTube.
I was going to say, I've never worked for YouTube, so that's not for me.
My whole life, I've been an entrepreneur.
Yes, you have.
I've found my ways to get money. No, I've worked at a restaurant. I've worked for a magic company where I made magic tricks. I also stocked shelves and shipped out stuff. I was a tutor, and I was Colleen's personal assistant and
tour world
human for a really long time before I made enough on YouTube to do YouTube. And now I'm also a podcaster, I guess you can say.
And an author.
I wrote a book, 101 Things That Pissed Me Off. I'm going to be mad about breakfast. I think I'm going to do a video.
She's still
I'm
thinking
very upset
of that breakfast
thing. I got really mad about, someone who's very open-minded about things and can see both views on things very easily. He's one of those people that you go, why are they doing this? And he goes, well, probably because. Like, he sees both sides, and he could not see both sides about this breakfast thing. And it made me angry.
It is very personal to you now.
Oh, Claire asked, let's make bets on when baby Stockland is going to be born. That's what I wanted to say earlier.
Oh.
Christmas.
I say maybe January 3rd.
Oh, yeah, because you always were late, weren't you?
No, I was only late with Christopher.
Well, because the rest of us were planned C-sections.
Yeah. I was almost 13 days late with Christopher.
I want her. That's, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Yes, thank you.
Everybody who's been pregnant, you're a superwoman. I want her to have him on New Year's Eve because I hate New Year's Eve.
That would be so amazing.
It'd be great because then we'd all have an excuse to hang out on New Year's Eve. Because before we're like, I guess we're supposed to do things with our significant other or like a party or a drink. I mean, none of us do that. None of us care.
End up just being alone.
Yeah, it's stupid. None of us never do anything fun on New Year's Eve. And I think this would give us an excuse to all like, oh, we have to hang out together.
Exactly. That's perfect.
I want New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
But
that'd
if he's
be great.
Stubborn like her.
That's what I was. I didn't want to say any later than three.
I don't know. He might be stubborn like her.
I know.
Eric also takes a long time to get out of the house. So between the two of them.
She might be a lady. Late.
Mariana. Oh, God.
Mariana.
That's it. What's your mom going to dress up for us Halloween?
Me.
I almost spit out
She
coffee.
Did. Just me.
You're not going to try and dress up as anything else?
Well, who's going to see me? No. No.
We should do something for Halloween. Colleen, I don't know. Last year, I think we all did separate things. Where was Colleen?
I have no clue.
What was she doing?
I have no clue.
I'm angry. I came here,
I
right?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah, I came here with Blaze.
Yes.
And there were zero trick-or-treaters. Zero. So let's shut down your house and go find something else to do.
Let's do that.
All right.
Are you dressing up?
Yeah. I had an idea I was really excited about, but I'm not excited about it anymore.
Well, let's get her re-excited. What is it? Go.
I'm not going to tell you. If I'm going to do it, it's going to be a surprise.
Oh, whisper to me later.
Okay.
I guess you don't have to whisper when the radio's off.
Unicorn Schmur said, Vlogmas? Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point.
No, I will not be putting one out.
I will.
Good thing.
I will be doing Vlogmas from Thanksgiving to Christmas. Woo-hoo! That's what I always do. It always confuses people because most people start Vlogmas December 1st. I start at Thanksgiving because, yes.
Why wait?
Why wait? I am going to start doing 3 vlogs a week on my vlog channel. I was doing it like once a week, once every 2 weeks because
yes,
I was just
it was
like,
annoying.
So I'm going to start posting Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Thank you.
On my vlog channel. And then when Vlogmas starts happening, I will be posting every single day except Saturdays. I'll be doing a live stream because it gives me a day of not having to vlog.
Live streams are fun.
So that's my plan. I'm saying it. It's recorded. No takes backsies. Rose asked, do you think bags are going to be a thing in the future? Like backpacks, handbags, all bags.
Always.
Why would they not? We've always had bags.
Yeah.
Why would you get rid of the stuff? How are you going to get around?
You can't just zap it like they do on Star Trek. And what was that thing called where they go and then they ended up in a different place? You know what I'm talking about.
Teleportation.
Yeah. Maybe she thinks everything will be sent that way.
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
You always have to have your purse, a bag.
I thought you were going to say you always have to have your dreams of teleportation. And I was like, okay, if you think so, Mom. last question for today. And wow, this is going to be an hour long podcast.
Woo!
We usually do 45 minutes or 40. If that. The last question today is Maddie says, how many days until I can decorate my room for Christmas and not be judged?
You can do it whenever you want.
Yeah.
But
you're going to be judged no matter when you do it. You can decorate on Christmas and you still get judgment.
Yep.
I always decorate November 1st. I don't understand. This is one of my first pissed off videos. One of my first YouTube videos ever was me mad at people for judging me for decorating for Christmas, quote unquote, early.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite arguments is everyone in America, because America thinks the world revolves around them. Us, it, words, English. We don't know English well here in America either.
No.
But one of my favorite arguments is, well, you have to wait for Thanksgiving to pass before you can decorate for Christmas. So the entire world has to wait for an American holiday to pass in order to decorate for Christmas. So that's out the window. And then people are like, most people say December 1st is like the time.
But they only get it for,
Yeah, because they only get it for like 3 weeks, man.
We're going to put them up as soon as we clean out that shed, which is just in a few days.
I give it November 1st because because if you put it up before then, I feel like it loses its impact by Christmas.
But you know, some people decorate for all the seasons.
Yeah. So I have a neighbor down the street from me. She always decorates her yard, whatever season it is.
Yeah.
So it's the cutest. Like, it's not all out. It's just so subtle with like little pinwheels or little statues.
Cute.
Yeah. Anyway, go on.
I like that. So they probably, because some people decorate, they don't want to change it to winter yet.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's not quite winter.
Because they have to do fall. It's fall now to me.
Autumn, yeah. Fall.
October is fall. Yeah. Autumn. November to December to January is Christmas. And then January and March is winter. February, then April is spring. And then the rest is summer.
Yeah.
So that's how, because I'm from Southern California. So the seasons all get messed
up. And her winter is nothing like
my winter is nothing like winter. So. Yeah. That's it. So that's I should come up with my own calendar.
Yes,
with
I think
different
you should.
Seasons. Not my seasons. Christmas and Halloween are seasons.
Rachel seasons.
Rachel seasons. All right. Do you have anything to add to this podcast, Mom?
I do not.
All right. Well, I love you.
I love you more.
And we love you guys. So do you want to take us out, Mom?
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica. The heresies of Radolf Burntwein have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.